You're listening to Distraction Therapy. Conversations and sound walks at a time of change. With me, Rob Watson.
Hi there. Hi. I'm doing a podcast with Leicester Stories. Can I ask you a few questions? I'm doing a podcast with Leicester Stories. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
Yeah, sure. So, we're going around asking people what Build Back Better means to them.
Build Back Better.
Yeah, have you heard the term Build Back Better? No. Well, what do you think Build Back Better means?
I've no idea.
Okay. So I was wondering if you'd heard about Build Back Better.
No, I haven't.
Do you have any idea what it might mean?
No.
Well, it's kind of a slogan that politicians have been throwing around a little bit about building back better after the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to see different about the way things are done?
Yeah, actually. Because, like, a lot of kids have not been seeing their friends because they've been split into groups. I think them having a time where they can spend with each other, catch up with each other and everything. And, you know, kids might not be allowed out on the weekends because their family might be, like, they might catch corona real quick. So just for them to have time with their friends would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No, thank you. No.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What is your channel called?
It's I'm doing it for a guy who runs a YouTube channel called Leicester Stories. So
are you posting on YouTube?
Yeah, maybe. Keep a lookout on Leicester Stories, and you might show up.
Yeah.
Cheers. Hi. Have you got a minute to answer a couple of questions?
Yeah,
that's fine. I was just going around town today asking people about Build Back Better. Have you heard of it before?
Vaguely. I think it's basically Leicester after coming out of the pandemic is getting back onto the map and advertising itself as an attraction.
Yeah, because we're just trying to go round and have a see, you know, if people have heard of it and what they'd like to see built back better. So is there anything you'd like to see in particular?
Well, it's just nice to see the parks maintained and all the museums and theatres opening. We've got some special attractions like the Space Centre and the new Science Park alongside it. So, and, of course, the Richard III, the Cathedral and the Visitor Centre. So I think the city's got quite a lot to build on, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Anything else, or...?
No, that's all I can think of at the moment, yes.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much for that.
Hi there. I'm doing a podcast for Leicester Stories. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No,
I can ask you questions?
No, I don't mind. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What does Build Back Better mean to you?
What does what, sorry?
Build Back Better. Have you heard the term Build Back Better?
What, with regards to COVID?
Potentially, yeah.
So, a better future. Yeah. I'm not very good at this, am I?
Yeah. And what do you want out of Build Back Better, if anything?
Can you just explain it to me?
Well, the idea being that the government has used the term Build Back Better to describe how everything post-COVID or in the future might be better. So what do you kind of like want out of the future then in that respect?
I'd like people to respect each other's distance. I think that's a great thing. I'd also like people to treat each other fairly. I think that's come out of it. I think people are a lot more careful with their money, a lot more careful about the environment and how far they're travelling. They seem to be a lot more careful about, you know, giving to others as well when people are in need, that kind of thing.
I'm doing a podcast for Leicester Stories. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, sure.
We're going around asking people what Build Back Better means to them.
Build Back Better?
Yes. Have you heard the term Build Back Better being used?
Yeah, by the government, saying, yes. Oh, we're going to build like better jobs, this, that and the other and stuff, or houses, or this, that and the other, yeah.
What does it mean to you then?
Well, obviously, housing is the first one that's important because you've got the homeless and stuff like that. It's always people, you know, need a house. That's the main thing. But to me, Build Back Better would be things like water. It was given by God for free. Yeah, you are paying for something that's, you know, should be given to as a basic right. You know? To me, that would be, you know, part of a Build Back Better. Another one would be, I mean, obviously, I know we're heading for a cashless society because that's what the system wants, which microchips and all that, you know, not my idea. But to me, would be create jobs that actually what people want to do. I mean, there's people out there that have their own ideas of having a job, but they don't get the backing from the system. You know, like, say, the entrepreneur that's got an idea saying, oh, if only I had that money to start this business. You know, but I can't get it because I haven't, you know, because of, say, a bad credit record or, you know, this, that and the other is a setback to them, or they're on benefits and they can't get the, you know, for me, it's, I'm a musician, so I'm talking about myself because when I say about starting my own business, I mean, for me, one would be, say, like creating a company that creates music for, say, other companies that, say, want marketing, this, that and the other stuff, you know, and get all the other musicians out there that, say, that are out there that say, oh, want a job? Come work for me, you know, doing this. Well, you've got ideas that you want to get out onto, you know, be heard or whatever. I've got a company that will put your idea out, use them for, say, this advert or whatever. You know, but it's just getting the backing and the money, you know, to me. You know, supporting someone with an idea, you know, would be for me, Build Back Better. Like, you might have an idea for yourself, like, thinking about, actually, if they just did that, everything would be better, but they don't, you know. Whatever their idea is, you know. I mean, everyone's got their own idea what Build Back Better is. You know, to them, it's all, let's build a bigger house, a bigger building. You know, let's update this old building. You know, let's change history. You know, Build Back Better would be also building, say, mentally-wise, on a person, spiritually. There's that another stuff. I mean, monetary stuff is just, you know.
I've had a few people saying,
you know, stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, at this time, faith's weak in everyone, you know, because they're perpetuated by fear. I've been going around to people saying there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And if you perceive a fear or an illness, you're going to believe that you've got an illness. Of course, then you're going to get it, you know, or whatever the, you know, the thing is. But it's hard, you know, obviously building people's mentality up, you know, to say, be positive, you know, would be a good thing. Building back better, you know, so, you know, rather than people that are, say, yeah, you know, the negative, they're oppressed, they're saying, you know, get them out of the house. You know, do something that's, say, for someone to say, I'm stuck in my house, I'm afraid of meeting people. So, you know, go around, knock on the door. Build back better would be doing something good for someone, you know, humanity at the end of the day, not building a bloody building up big or creating a stupid monument to some just house who lived 15, 30 years ago that did something heroic or whatever. You know, build up people's, you know, belief in themselves. You know, that's what you want, because then they'll pass it on to other people by picking someone else up. You know, feels low down, this and other. Build everyone else up, not buildings, because a building will only get destroyed in, you know, years or whatever, but people can constantly build each other up. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's all right, dude.
What you want with your head? You agree, I'm there where anywhere with your I'm not afraid to die.
out and about with a podcast called Leicester Stories today, and we're asking people about the slogan Build Back Better. Have you heard of it before?
No, mate, I'm not fit here, mate.
Oh, right.
I'm from Scotland, remember.
It's basically about building things back better in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Is there anything about this city or anywhere else you'd like to see improved upon as a result?
Only if they... see, to be quite honest with you, I don't know how you are going to accept this, right? I thought the coronavirus was a wee bit over-exaggerated myself. Now that everything's back into play, just let everything just ease on and...
Yeah, you can.
Get back to normal.
Get back to normal, aye. Just ease into it dead slowly.
Yeah.
And then don't go all panic stations and all that, you know what I mean? But I've had my two jags anyway, so
yeah.
I've been all right that way, you know. But I suppose you should look at people for, say, well, I don't know, just to be on the safe side, you know. They do give them the jags, you know, but... No, it's just, I can't wait to get back out myself, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because that's me just got a flat now. I've been down here 3 years. And, I just want to retire here, you know.
Yeah.
But,
So you basically just want to see everything ease back to normal then?
Aye, basically.
Yeah.
Because, Because I wanted to get back to college.
Yeah.
You know, and that was for stopping it. And when I was down here, I was sleeping on the streets. So I was putting myself into prison just to get a bed for the night.
Right.
You know, it's no nice staying that, you know. And I had to do that after 20 years. You know, I hadn't slept on the street. And then I had to do it because you've got no local communications, no local contacts. And they were ready for sending me back up to Glasgow.
All right. Is that where you're from then, Glasgow?
Aye.
Well, anything else?
No, that's
brilliant, mate. Well, thank you so much for your time, anyway.
I like to give a wee spell.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, it's for a podcast called Leicester Stories.
Oh, there you go.
So, if you've got the time, it might end up on YouTube eventually, if you want to give it a look.
You a few questions?
I actually work for BBC Radio Leicester, so...
Oh, OK.
Well, I'm all right, thanks. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, thanks.
Cheers.
Excuse me. I'm doing a podcast for Leicester Stories. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
What about?
Well, I was asking people what Build Back Better means to them.
Build Back?
Build Back Better, yes.
Doesn't really mean much to me.
No. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to answer a few questions about Build Back Better?
What's Build Back Better, though? What is it?
Well, what do you think Build Back Better means?
Build the place of L.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think... Is it like that? Is that what you think it is?
It's not what I think. We're asking people what they think.
Yeah, no, I think it's better, yeah. More money's gone into the area, the building, more buildings, making it a lot... trying to make it a lot cleaner, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's what it is, innit?
And what do you kind of want out of everything that's happened?
More, I don't know, like... Just need, I don't know, really. Just need more jobs. I don't think there's enough jobs for all the people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Stuff like that, innit? What are you going to use this for, though?
This is just an online podcast for Leicester Stories.
Why? Is it going to be on there, is it?
I mean, it can be if you want.
Yeah, I want it to be on there.
Yeah, I'll give you one of these to come find the right one. Well, that's the thing. So you can have a look at it online. And, depending on how many you get...
I'm already in my grave. I'm already.
Sorry, mate, have you got a moment? No worries, thank you very much.
What are your questions?
Oh, we're walking around asking people about coronavirus and the Build Back Better slogan.
What's that?
Well, I'll ask you if you want. If I,
how long?
2 minutes. A minute at most.
Go on.
So, have you heard the slogan before?
No.
If you saw Build Back Better on Twitter or Instagram, what would you think it might mean?
A positive thing? Build Back Better. Something that was kind of trash before, you're trying to improve on it in the future.
I guess. Basically, it's about taking the coronavirus and once we're moving, now we're moving out of it, what can we do to improve things that might have not been the best before?
Definitely hand sanitizers. To think that you can walk around without washing your hands, or that's just dirty. What else? Social distancing. And this is mainly to do with TFL, right? You could brush shoulders with people and step on people's feet. It's not right. What else can you do? What do you think?
Me, personally, I'd like to see a bit more of community spirit, you know, support for the homeless instead of some more independent businesses, perhaps.
Make
Leicester more like Leicester and less like every other city in the country, if you see what I mean.
You're from Leicester?
Yeah, born and bred.
Fair enough. Yeah.
What about you? Anything about Leicester or the country in general you want to see improved?
I think Leicester's done a good job, mate. You know, compared to London and I don't know, Newcastle, Birmingham, Leicester's done an all right job.
Yeah.
Thinking that we were the first city to come to lockdown. So we've done a good job.
For a long time, too.
I know, yeah. Also, one thing, work from home isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Initially, it was absolute BS, but I think it's all right now. You save so much money from staying at home, so yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly something I'd like to see working back from home.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else you'd like to see?
Nah, mate, thank you.
No, that's brilliant, mate. Thank you for your time.
You too. What's your name, sorry?
Ryan.
No, Ryan, what are you doing this for?
Oh, it's for a podcast called Leicester Stories.
Can I follow you?
Yeah, look us up.
Okay.
Have you heard the slogan before, Build Back Better?
This is the first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been getting that a lot today, believe me. But so if you saw it on social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, Build Back Better, what would you think it might mean?
I guess it's implying trying to get not just back where we were before, but in a better place than we were before the whole coronavirus situation, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is there anything about Leicester or England in general you'd like to see improved upon?
Oh, man, that's a question. Improved upon from before when everything was fine or from the situation now?
Well, I mean, either, to be honest. I think the spirit of the slogan is back better than before, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people as well who just sort of want things now to go back to normal and they want to ease everyone back into normal state of living.
I mean, I think everything, obviously society has its kind of problems anyway, so I think before coronavirus everything was kind of ticking along fine. I think if we can just get to a place where we were as close to we were beforehand, I think everyone will actually just appreciate that more now than we did before. Because you don't know what you've got until it's gone, and now we've had all these restrictions. I think even though people complained and maybe they didn't enjoy their lives quite so much, if everything just got back to the way it was, I think everyone would be in mentally a much better place.
At least for a few years.
For a while,
yeah. So there's nothing in particular that you'd like to see sort of pushed beyond that boundary and built back better?
Well, NHS, obviously. Like, I'm a big fan. Like, I know quite a few people who work in nursing and stuff like this, and it's always been a struggle. And they've always kind of taken the mick with them a bit because they work so hard and it's dangerous. And then through this, obviously, they went above and beyond and kind of got treated like not very well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it would be nice if maybe they kind of like look upon the nursing industry and hospitals and give them more money, more help.
Yeah.
I think that's like the only thing, really.
So how do you feel then about this, is it 3% pay rise they're getting? Because I know a lot of people think that 3% compared to what they've had to put up with is basically an insult.
I feel 3%, the people who are saying that they should be happy with that maybe aren't understanding that they've not had pay rises or decent pay rises for a long time. Like, their pay rises have not... their pay rises have not kind of matched like inflation, and like they don't get enough time off, they have not been getting enough money. So I feel 3% is like really, really low.
Mm.
Especially like after the whole coronavirus situation, like it's kind of a kick in the teeth. They should have had that right at the very start and then had more increases throughout.
Doing a podcast with Leicester Storage. Mind if I ask you a few questions?
Oh, go on then.
Oh, what does Build Back Better mean to you?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
What do you think Build Back Better is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you know what Build Back Better is?
Is it like a big bow?
No. No.
It can be.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, it's up for interpretation. The government's been using the term Build Back Better. But we're going around asking people what it means because not everyone's sure what that means. So what kind of, like, would you like out of a scheme called Build Back Better?
More for kids, vulnerable people.
What do you want?
Kids, because kids need education.
Very concise answer. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Hi there. I'm doing a podcast for Leicester Storage. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Can you help me? Where is Market Street?
Market Street? Do you see the McDonald's here?
Yeah.
You go up to the McDonald's, and before you reach the McDonald's, it's the first left before the McDonald's, and that's Market Street there.
Thank you.
No worries.
I'm not so confident. It's okay.
I'm with a podcast called Leicester Stories, and we're walking around today asking people about coronavirus and the social media slogan Build Back Better.
Yeah.
Have you heard this slogan before?
No.
No. If you saw it on social media, do you have any idea what it might be about?
No idea, to be honest.
No? Well, it's about essentially using the coronavirus and coming out of it as an opportunity to build things back better than they were before, be that social systems, centre community, whatever. Is there anything you'd like to see improved about Leicester or just England in general, what, now that we're coming out of the coronavirus?
I mean, Leicester, what they need to improve is security, first of all, because, as you know, there has been like some stabs and stuff, and the people feel quite uncomfortable. Also, the fact that people in the street going without masks is okay, but for me, that I work with customer service, I really would like the people wearing masks because I feel quite insecure.
Yeah.
And also because I'm from Spain, and in Spain the situation was quite bad too. And I feel like here in Leicester as well, it was quite bad, and the people just, it's again like forgetting what we were living like a few months ago. And also for me, for my side, I just thought that people just forget about this topic. And now we are okay, we are just traveling. And to be honest, I think that in a few months we're gonna go back again.
Yeah.
Like, is this not like we're still in the pandemic? People, I think, forgot about it.
So do you maybe want to see a bit more spreading of awareness?
Yes, like, yeah, like people looks like forgot what people deaths, no? All these deaths, all these sanitary people working. I don't know. I just feel like people, they're just forgetting this, and it's, you need to be present every day. I think, my opinion.
People will. I think they'll just disregard this and go back to where they were before. Just thinking about themselves all the time. Well, it's happening now, isn't it? You know, we've had this so-called reprieve, which is happening now. People are not listening and still, you know, crowding together, and, you know, and that's not how it's supposed to be, is it? So, people, I don't think they'll just forget about it and just revert to where they were before. I don't think it's... I don't think people regard anybody else now. I think that... I don't know. I just think there's like... I'm not saying everybody, obviously, but I always feel that there's like... People think that they've got an entitlement as regards to such as this, leaving litter around and playing music at where you can't think, and just no regard for anybody else. I mean... Yeah. Whether it's my age, why I think like that, I don't know. I think there's a lack of respect for other people these days.
Oh yeah, no, just your voice. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm just standing here. Have you heard that slogan before? Build back better.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what it means at all? Because we found a lot of people today, they've either not been aware of it, or it's just sort of an empty slogan.
It's an empty slogan. Yeah. I've not been aware of it personally.
Yeah.
I've heard the governments. A lot of governments are saying it at the moment, aren't they?
Mm.
it's not just here. I see it in the US, you know, talking about like infrastructure and this and that and hospitals and.
Yeah, it's become quite popular with President Biden, I think.
Yeah. So it's obviously a consorted, you know, it's a joined up approach, right?
Is there anything about then Leicester or England in general that you'd like to see built back better when we, now that we're coming out of coronavirus?
Crikey. Hard to think. Do you know? I think... I don't know. I really don't know. I think there certainly needs to be more connection between the north and the south, definitely. Mm. But obviously they're doing that with the HS2. But I don't know. What can they do? That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah. I think they should link up more of the... You know, regional transport should be a lot better.
Yeah. Like west to east.
I mean, it takes... You can get to Nottingham from Leicester on the train in 30 minutes. But if you want to go to Birmingham, it takes you like almost an hour.
Yeah,
why is there not a fast train?
Yeah.
Why is there not a fast train? You know, why is it when you go to Birmingham, there's so few carriages on the train?
Yeah, so
things like
transport,
that.
Transport. Yeah, transport, definitely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's a definite thing.
But, looks, parts of the city look pretty tired and grim in the city centre.
Yeah.
That Belgrave Gate on there, on that side there, that is the worst. I've never seen a road in any city centre anywhere in the world that looks poorer quality, that's so close to the centre of a city than that Belgrave Gate. It's an absolute car crash of a street. Someone needs to put a bulldozer. Someone needs to put a bulldozer from the flyover bit. Do you know where I mean?
I do know exactly
where. Put a bulldozer down either side, all the way to the clock tower.
Yeah.
How it's been allowed that a street that awful looking could be in the centre of a city in this country?
Yeah.
It's like I've seen better streets. Honestly, I've seen better streets in Belgrade than that. It's ridiculous.
It's not the best. But yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, they can make all the slogans they want, but their hands are tied with regards to the budgets and the local budgets issued from the government anyway. So, you know, I think, like I was saying, going back to the beginning, it's a nice slogan, but pretty empty, I think.
Just an empty slogan, doesn't mean anything, does it, really? I don't think.
No.
Until they start to spend some money, it doesn't mean anything anyway.
No, everything needs financial backing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we shall see. Yeah. We seem to be making a pretty good recovery with or without that slogan, but like I said, I've never heard of it, so that's one.
Well, we found that to be the case with a lot of people, like I said. People have either not heard of it or they have, and it's just they didn't even know it applied to this country because they maybe heard it from the President of America.
Yes, there's obviously joined up thinking, right?
I need to look into it because it might just be a case of parallel thinking.
Possibly, or like I say, it's a Western effort. I don't know. Don't know, do you? But, anyway, is that all right?
Cool. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
Everyone say You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Find out more at robwatsonmedia.net or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at robwmedia.